Hi, this is Tim Woody, and I want to thank you for tuning into the Tim Woody Leadership Podcast. I'm the pastor of City Life Church in downtown Fort Worth. And the purpose of these episodes is to help you grow your faith and expand your leadership capacity. Each one of our episodes are recorded live at a leadership training or a staff meeting or even one of our key team nights. And it's my hope that you will find this content valuable and that it will enlarge you as a leader. Hi, this is Tim Woody, and I want to welcome you to the Tim Woody Leadership Podcast. Today's episode is about being a spirit-filled influencer. Now, I actually believe there's a difference between just having God's Spirit in you and being full of God's Spirit. What does that mean? How does that help you with your leadership? How does that help you with your influence? Well, I believe it helps you significantly. And I'm going to share with you just some passages from the Bible and some other just important information about growing as a spirit-filled influencer. So this was recorded at a key team night with the key team group at City Life Church, and it's part of our key team training as well. So I want you to jump in here and dive into this and drink it up, because I think it can really impact and change your life.
I want you to get some notes out. I want to give you a second part of our key team leader training. I want to talk to you for about 12, 15 minutes here on us. Critical topic, and it's called being the spirit-filled influencer. Talk to you about this for a second. This is that we have some special times as a congregation when we come together that I want as many people to get to these as possible, and that is City Life Nights, because I have a goal on City Life Nights for as many people as possible to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And I also, we also have what we call a Holy Spirit workshop during the summer, which will be coming up in about 10 weeks or so, in the middle of July, which is a whole morning dedicated to that. And there's a lot of teaching, and if you've not been to that, you should go. In fact, we'll need quite a crew there too, just to pray with people. And we did it last year for the first time, because I've always thought, you know, I come from a more traditional background. Like, how do we do this in our setting? And I thought, well, let's just call it a workshop. And we did, and oh my goodness, it was just one of the most amazing gatherings we've had. So we have those, but really any time a person can be filled with the Holy Spirit, and I believe it's really important. I want to take you through a few passages here. You can look these up in the Bible. John chapter number 20, verse 21. I want to give you the setting. Jesus has risen from the grave. He is alive, and he is showing himself to different people, and he appears to all of his disciples. Now, this is a big moment. This is the post-resurrection Jesus. Okay, he's now paid the price for our sins. Following me on the story, he's paid the price for our sins. He's got the keys to death and hell, you know. And he comes back, and one of the first things he does is when he gets the disciples together, he gives them the Holy Spirit. He gives it to them. All right, I want you to look at this. John 20, 21, this is really good. It says, Jesus said... Now, these are his disciples, okay? These are significant people. He chose them. He said, peace be with you. And look, he says, as the Father sent me, I am sending you. In other words, God told me to do a job. Now I'm sending you to do a job. And look, in the same context is important, okay? And with that, he breathed on them, and it's a little strange. I don't know if I would. I don't think I wouldn't pray for a person and breathe on them. Yeah, I definitely use mints or something. But Jesus is, he is God, and the Spirit is actually pneuma, which is breath or wind, and so he breathes on them, and he said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." So those were the first people to be born again. Do you realize that whenever you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you receive the Holy Spirit? God's spirit comes to live in you. You're the temple of God. We don't need the big temple anymore anywhere else. God's presence doesn't abide in a building. It abides in people, all right? Well, a few days later, Jesus was about to go to heaven. He knew that the time had come, and the disciples, they didn't know. They didn't really know what was going on. And in fact, there were probably, you know, the scriptures tell us there were about 500 people there this one day. And it says in Luke, excuse me, now I'm in Acts chapter 1. So I'm Acts chapter 1, verse 4. I want you to look at this story because it's pretty cool. And Luke is the one who's writing this. He says, on one occasion, while Jesus was eating with them, he gave them this command. Do not leave Jerusalem, because they were going to scatter and go back to their hometowns, you know. But wait for the gift my Father promised, which you've heard me speak about. Now, this is his disciples again, all right? And the other followers. Wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. In other words, they don't really have it. They don't have it yet. They've only heard him talking about it. It says, for John baptized with water, but in a few days, you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. That word baptized, it literally means to dunk or to put underwater. The best translation of it is to pickle, you know. when we baptize people, we don't like hold them under until they pickle or anything. But it literally means like you're still going to look the same, but your whole consistency, everything's different about you. Yeah. Isn't that cool? All right, so you're going to be, don't quote me on this, but you're going to be pickled with the Holy Spirit. All right, isn't that cool? That is good. I can see Holy Spirit pickling. Now, you're going to be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Now, they're going, okay, that's right. And then they get gathered around him and said, okay, yeah, okay, that's nice. Hey, but Lord, hey, are you going to go ahead and restore the kingdom to Israel? And Jesus says to them, it's not for you to know the times and dates the Father set by his authority. In other words, what are we talking about this for? I was on this topic of you guys being filled with the Holy Spirit, and you're talking about other things? And now what we do? We get busy with all these other things, and so he gets them right back. This is one of the funniest passages in Scripture, because he gets them right back on task. And he said, but you will receive power. Power. That word power is a Greek term, dunamis, which means a power that dwells inside of you. It lives in you and bursts out like dynamite. That's where we get our English word dynamite. Did you know you have dynamite power in you? Yeah. You will receive internal dynamite when the Holy Spirit comes on you. And then the next step is, you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. In other words, you're going to witness about it. Me everywhere in the world. You're going to start here. It's going to go where all throughout the world. But you need this Holy Spirit in you. You need this dynamite in you before you do it. And then look at this. After he said this, he was taken up before their eyes, because that's the last and most important. Famous last words? These are the famous last words right here. Get power. Don't leave town till you get power. So the scriptures go on, the story goes on, that they found a place and they started praying, and they were praying all the time, you know. And 10 days later, a Jewish festival happening called the Day of Pentecost, which is a harvest celebration. And it was that day. And then we pick it up in Acts chapter number 2. If you look at Acts chapter 2, verse 1, we pick up the story right there. Acts chapter 2, verse 1, Luke tells the rest of the story. He says, when the day of Pentecost came, they didn't know anything was going to happen on any particular day. Jesus said in a few days. They were all together in one place. We don't know where the place was, but some people say it was an upper room. I know they'd originally started in an upper room, but actually they were probably out in the temple courts area. They're all together in one place because all these people see what's going on, all right? It says, suddenly a sound like a blowing of a violent wind. Okay, wait a minute. Contrast. Jesus breathed on them and they received Holy Spirit. They were born again. And then he's putting dynamite in them. You catching it? There's a contrast here. A violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting, and they saw what seemed to be tongues of fire. So they even saw that something like fire rested on each of them, and all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit. Okay, originally here, they received the Holy Spirit. They became Christians. But now, and Jesus said, okay, but you've got something else here to do. You've got to receive this dynamite. And now they were filled. That means to the top. And they began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. So this is just this explosion of God's power, explosion of God's life. And then people are looking around going, what in the world's going on? We don't know about this. You know, this is kind of freaking us out. And then Peter gets up and he says something amazing in verses 17 and 18. I want to take us down to there. It says all this whole crowd gathered around. And Peter says, in the last day, God says, I will pour out my Spirit, pour out, pour out. It's an inundation. Catching this? On what kinds of people? All people. Right there, that's one of the most powerful. See, this is a prophecy that was prophesied by Joel, a prophet from hundreds of years earlier. And he prophesied this would happen. He says, your sons and daughters will prophesy. That means some of you got little kids here in this room tonight. Your kids, when they're filled with the Holy Spirit, they're going to prophesy the power and the life of God. Your children will. All of a sudden, the age barrier on God working through a person is now broken. Yeah. Yeah. You catching that? Don't tell me you have to be a certain age to be used by God. No, no. Not with the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Put dynamite in a kid, look out. Your young men, you're going to see visions. Like, wait, isn't that like what the old ancient prophets did? No, it's the young men that get to do it. And your old men, they're going to dream dreams because they need more sleep. That's why they do. And it says, even on my servants. Wait. Even on my servants. Servants means like even people who are of lower economic, on the lower economic strata. So God's like, I don't care about your socioeconomic level. You're going to get the Holy Spirit and you're going to do incredible things. And then he says both men and women. So all of a sudden the gender barrier is broken. He breaks the socioeconomic level. He breaks the gender level. He breaks through the age levels on everything. I love this. And he says, I'm going to pour out my Spirit in those days and they will prophesy. Slam dunk it. So Jesus established this. Catch this. Do I feel like preaching tonight? Yeah. Listen, write this down. This is what Jesus established. Don't try to change the world until you receive power. That's right. Yeah, I want you to have Jesus in your heart, but you need that dynamite. You need to be filled, inundated. Baptized, as was said in Luke in Acts chapter 2, baptized with the Holy Spirit. You know, in fact, think about this. Paul even tells us in the Bible that if anyone does not have the Holy Spirit, he doesn't belong to Christ. But the truth is, every Christian is not filled with the Holy Spirit. They're not. Not every Christian is. Because Paul actually writes to the Christians in the ancient Greek city of Ephesus, and he tells them, you guys need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Like, well, yeah, we've received Jesus. We have the Holy Spirit. But he says, yeah, but you need to be filled. That's a wicked city. You've got a lot of work to do. Now, what's the difference between a Christian who has the Holy Spirit in them and a Christian who has been filled with the Holy Spirit? What's the difference? Well, I believe there's a difference that we can see in today's world. It's kind of like the difference between a Prius. I love to make fun of Prius. And if you drive a Prius, I'm happy for you. It's kind of like the difference between a Prius and one of those NASCAR cars that race up there at the speedway. One's racing and the other one is like, now, I'm telling you guys, both cars are going to get you where you're going, okay? You want to get to heaven, you can either use either one. That's fine. But a NASCAR is going to outrun a Prius any day, and it's going to be a whole lot more fun. And it's going to roar with massive power. Do you guys see that? See, being filled with the Holy Spirit, though, it's also not just a one-for-all experience. Like, okay, I experienced it, and great, I'm done. Because as we give out, we have to be refilled. In fact, we should keep on being filled with the Spirit over and over again. We should come back to that and say, God, fill me afresh. Fill me with your Spirit. Sometimes I lead the staff in early morning prayer. I say, guys, just pray that God just fills us with his Spirit even now. Yes, we want that. And if God shakes the place with us, yes, I want that. You know, sometimes we call it being refilled, but even the disciples themselves experienced that. They just experienced salvation. They experienced the filling of the Holy Spirit. But you keep reading in the book of Acts, they were filled with the Holy Spirit again after Acts chapter 2. And I have been filled with the Spirit many, many times. I just want to tell you guys, the Holy Spirit wants to transform you on the inside. He wants to flood your life. He wants to release spiritual gifts to you that are crazy amazing. He wants to give you more boldness to share the gospel and power and ability to lead. He wants to inundate you with power so you can live right. And he wants to pour his love into you. So much love into you in great measure that it can't help but just like explode out of you. You guys want that? That's what I want. That's what I crave, not just for me, but for my staff and for the key team of our church, for the whole church. But it starts with us. It starts with us. I'm just going to pray. We can just ask right now. We can just ask right now. In fact, one of the ways to do that is just say, God, fill me with your Spirit. Fill me with your Spirit. Fill me with your Spirit. And as you pray that, God, fill me with your Spirit. Fill me with your Spirit. He might do it now. He might do it later. I don't know. Just God, fill me with you. But you got to ask. You got to ask. While you're praying, I just want to tell you a quick little story. About a week and a half ago, the air conditioners went out in the offices across the street, and they weren't working. And then I was there on a Saturday, and the guys came, and they said, man, we're going to have to shut this thing down. We got work to do, and there's not going to be any AC. There's not going to be any air conditioning. Are you going to be okay? I was like, yeah, it's not too hot outside. It's only 70 degrees. But the temperature kept rising day after day after day. Day after day. And I told the guys this morning, I told them last night, I said, guys, if you need to wear shorts to the office, not gym shorts, but just if you need to wear shorts to the office tomorrow, do that, because I don't know, it's going to be pretty steamy in there with us getting into the mid 90s. And so Colby just thinks, well, why don't I just go ahead and ask? So Colby called the owners of the building and said, hey, when are we getting this air conditioner fixed? And they said, oh, there's not a problem. You know what they did? They sent over a person to flip the breaker back on. We would have been suffering if we hadn't asked. And sometimes we have not because we ask not. And he asked, and they said, oh, whatever. But all of a sudden it came on later. You don't know, God may fill you with the Holy Spirit when you're at home. You're saying, God, fill me. You should be praying for this every day, all the time. It can be in the middle of one of our services. Someone can pray for you. It can be during worship. It can be in any setting. God, fill you with the Holy Spirit. A person came to me one time, and this is a person in the community, and they said, I had this, tell me what just happened to me. I've been praying for more and more and more of God, and I had this dream and this vision, and they explained it all to me. And they said, and then I started praying in a language I didn't know. And I wasn't scared, but it was something amazing. What happened to me? And I said, well, you were filled with the Holy Spirit. And this lady said, oh, I didn't know that's what that was, because I just knew I felt more of God than ever before. I want you to be empowered. God, we ask for more of you in Jesus' name. I just want to say this over you as you're even praying right now. I want just to commission you guys that there's no man or woman who's perfect, but we can all be filled with the Holy Spirit, so receive him. And you can be filled with the Holy Spirit and commissioned by man to do great exploits for God through the ministry of the local church. Tonight, even, I commission you to the ministry of this key team within our local church. Key team, as you're in prayer right now, I admonish you to choose to live your life above above reproach. Do the best to be an example in public as well as in private. And we are never above serving. And if we're ever above serving, we're no longer leaders. Oh, God. God, I pray for these leaders, and God, I pray for this key team, God. God, I just speak over them that we must be continually full of the Holy Spirit, leading the church, leading our church by making disciples, for getting into people's lives and making disciples and baptizing them and teaching them to obey everything that you said, Jesus. Key team, I commission you to be strong and courageous, because you're going to lead people to inherit the land that God has already given to them, but you're going to lead them in. So be strong. Be very courageous. Be careful to obey the word of God. Do not turn to the right or to the left so that you can be successful everywhere you go. Keep the word of God on your lips. Meditate on God's word day and night, and you must be careful to do what is written in the word of God, and then you will be prosperous and you will be successful. And I say it again, be strong and be courageous and full of the Spirit. Do not be afraid and do not be discouraged regarding the future that you're going to lead people into. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. And live by the great commandment. Just love everybody just like God loves you. I admonish you to be aggressive in your spiritual growth. Be diligent in your personal study of God's word. Be continuous in prayer and retain the fullness of the Holy Spirit so you'll have power to bring in the harvest of God. Protect this flock, the local church. Feed and nourish the sheep through your service in the local church. Place yourself in receiving mode where you're able to sit under the word of God in the local church and allow yourself to be fed. Never neglect the priority of your personal relationships in the church, and strive to preserve our priorities of unity. For when we create unity, God commands blessing of life to our assembly. So refuse offense. Guard your heart, because that's where your ministry will always flow from, your heart. Bless these leaders. Bless these key team members. Bless these spirit-filled influencers in Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, thank you for listening to this episode of the Tim Woody Leadership Podcast. And remember this, leadership is entrusted to us by people. Leadership is gifted to us by God. Leadership is a lifestyle. And always remember, the best leaders first lead themselves with excellence. Until next time, God bless.